biochemical analysis of chrysophyllum, I'm going to spell it wrong, but cyanta during maturation and ripening.
Okay.
Good morning. My name is Raquel Williams, MPhil student from the University of the West Indies Mona Campus in Kingston, Jamaica. This morning, I will be presenting on biochemical analysis of chrysophyllum kyanito during maturation and ripening. For some background on my fruit, chrysophyllum kyanito is a member of the Sapoteaceae family. The Sapoteaceae family consists mainly of flowering plants and shrubs, with a few plants which bear fruits, such as Butera, Abu, Miracle Fruit, Sapodia, Mami Saputi, and Green Saputi. Common names of the chrysophyllum kyanito include Starpel, Golden Leaf Tree, Estrella, Kyanito, Ahara, and Kyamete. The tree is a tropical one which thrives in warmer climates. You can find it growing in areas in the Caribbean, in Panama, and other areas of Central America, Vietnam, India, as well as Guatemala. It's thought to have originated in Central America, specifically Panama, as well as in the West Indies. Seeds were first introduced to the United States in around 1904, and we have a smaller crop of trees growing in Florida, in the Florida Keys. In almost every home in the Caribbean, in Jamaica, in the rural area of the island, we can find a tree growing in the backyard. So it's grown for its fruits as well as for its ornamental value, since the tree is quite attractive, glossy foliage with coppery red undersides on the leaves. It has two distinct bearing seasons, from December through to February and from April to July. But normally, in some areas in the island, you can find it growing from late November all the way through summer. For my presentation this morning, I will be looking at biochemical changes of total reducing sugars, phenols, and color during the maturation and ripening of two varieties, the green skin variety and the purple skin variety of the starpel fruit. For my study, I considered three stages: green for stage one, mature for stage two, and ripe. So the purple variety is on top and the green variety below. Fruits were obtained from a research orange research station located in St. Mary. All fruits were hand-picked, so we had to drive to the farm and my driver had to climb these trees all the time to pick the fruits. So pick them, store them on ice, and brought them back to the laboratory at UWE campus. Once we were in the lab, peel them, separate skin and pulp, and store them at negative 20 degrees Celsius until we're ready to use them. For total reducing sugars, were extracted as described by Benkebea and Verroquois and quantified using the method of Nelson and Somogyi. Total phenolics were analyzed using Foolish culture method, with gallic acid being used as a standard. And color parameters were assessed using a Minolta chromometer. For both varieties, over from stage 1 to 3, there was an increase in total reducing sugars for the pulp. Slightly higher values for the purple variety were seen. For the change in total phenolics over the three ripening stages, there was an overall decrease for both varieties for the pulp. And in the skin, we also saw an overall decrease as well. For the color, for the green variety, the saturation of the color wasn't significant from stage 1 through to 3. So most of the calculated color focus was focused in this area here, for the hue angle, that is, with the saturation being around down this side. So mostly green, ranging from a glossy green to a sort of pale brownish color, for color perception, that is. And for the purple variety, for the saturation of the color, there was a great varied significantly from stage 1 to 3, with the saturation focusing mainly in this area for the ripe stage at stage 3 for the purple variety. And for the green variety, for the green stage for the purple variety, focus more on the green side of the color wheel. For the hue angle, from stage 1 through to 3, there are also significant changes seen. So I can conclude that for the pulp, for both varieties, there was a significant increase in total reducing in total sugars from stage 1 through to 3. The phenolics for both varieties for the pulp and skin declined as the fruits ripened, with the skin showing a higher level of total phenolics. Hue angle and chroma values varied significantly for the purple variety, but were similar for the green variety. I'd like to express sincere gratitude to the Office of the Graduate Studies, who funded my research and funded my travel to this symposium, my professor, Noureddine Benkebeya, and the other members of the Laboratory of Crop Science. So, thank you.